now entering a new forum to discuss reality, not illusion. Welcome to UFO Encounters Live with your Watchman of the Night Skies, Ronnie McMullen.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another edition of UFO Encounters Live, and I'm your host, Ronnie McMullen. Well, we are on a roll with having abductees come on this show. Tonight is a very, very interesting man, Stan Romanek. I've had him on the show before, and he's got some very interesting things to share with us, things that have happened lately, things that have happened in the past. His website's www.stanromanek.com. That's stanromanek.com. And it's interesting, too, because he has a couple of books here. He has the Orion Regressions and his latest book, Messages. His wife, Lisa, even wrote a book called My Side of the Bed. Very fascinating book. And this is something that a lot of people don't understand with abduction is usually the mate, the partner, is taken as well, or paralyzed to where they can do nothing when their mate is taken. If abduction scares you, this may not be the show for you. So, without any further ado, I'm going to bring on my guest, Stan Romanek. Stan, welcome to UFO Encounters Live. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me.
It's always a pleasure. Had you on the show before. Now the new edition of UFO Encounters, and we're bringing people back, and we're kind of stronger than ever. In fact, bringing you on, you've had a lot of stuff go on even since the last time that I've interviewed, correct?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's continuous with us.
Does it ever stop? I mean, is it ever... Do you see this ever stopping?
No. Actually, I don't. You know, it's interesting because what's normal to most people, our normal is completely different now. You know, that Adam's Family song, they're creepy and they're kooky, mysterious, that pretty much fits us at this point because things have changed so much for us. And it's fun to have new people over because, you know, people experience stuff when they come to visit, and it scares them and us. It's just every day.
Now, let me ask you a question. Let's say you have somebody new, somebody from film, somebody from a book agency, somebody that's just visiting you to say, hey, Stan, how you doing, what have you. And I know this from talking to you before, usually they'll experience things. But do you find that after they leave, do they still continue to experience things? Is it like an introduction to becoming connected to that stuff? Or do they only experience it at your house?
Well, they do for a little while afterwards. I was talking to, she used to be the producer for Good Morning America, and I'm not going to give you her last name, but her first name was Andrea.
Okay.
And I just talked to her not that long ago because one of our friends was involved in that Aurora Theater shooting, and she did a story on it. And she goes, Stan, you know, ever since I got involved with you, stuff happened, but after, you know, about a year afterwards, it finally stopped happening. All the weird stuff started going away. Because she did when 2020 did that interview with me a few years back, she was part of that crew.
Okay.
And they got to experience stuff. That's just the way it is.
Now, when you say experience things, like literally being abducted or just seeing
seeing
things?
Saw two massive UFOs over the house. You know, the high strangeness, what they call high strangeness, happened all around them. You know, balls of light, flashes in the house, you know, things moving around on their own.
Now, is this everybody that comes over, they start experiencing things?
Most people. Not everybody, but most people. If you get involved, absolutely. If you get involved in the, you know, in the case, you're one of the researchers, you're one of the scientists, you're a close friend. You know, by now there's probably at least a few thousand witnesses, I'm thinking.
Okay.
Over the years.
So, let me ask you this, because I like to go to the deep and the crazy and the wild. So have you ever had anybody over that's really a spiritual person? And I'm not talking a religious one. I'm not talking a pastor or anything like that or a priest. I'm talking about like a guru, you know, somebody that's really spiritual. Have you ever had anybody like that over?
I've got a story, an amazing story. In fact, I might cry just talking about it.
Well, good. Let's go.
I was supposed to do a conference in Nevada, and this was last year, and the conference got canceled.
Okay.
My wife was contacted by a gentleman by the name of Josh.
Okay.
And he said, you know, I want to talk to Stan. It's very important. I want to talk to you also. And I'm excited. I'm going to meet you guys in Nevada. So, you know, we have a pretty large fan base, and we thought it was one of our fans that really needed to talk to us about something. And unfortunately, the conference got canceled, and this guy ended up being stranded. So he was pretty upset about being stranded. He knew it wasn't our fault. It was the people that were putting on the conference.
Yeah.
And so we just kind of blew it off, didn't hear from him for a while. Well, I had another event happen in New York that I was part of, a small tour that I was doing in New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania. And this guy, Josh, got a hold of my wife again by email. And he says, you know, I'm really excited. I want to make sure this is for sure going on because I have something important I need to tell Stan. And so my wife said yes. Well, it ends up, this guy ends up being a Hindu priest.
Okay.
His ashram, I believe it was in India, had a visitation from actual Close Encounters of the Fourth kind of visitation.
Okay.
And they gave him a message to give to me, and they said, look, you have to go tell this guy this information. And, you know, they sent this ashram, sent this guy out all the way from India. I think he was between India and in the UK, all the way from, I think it was India or the UK,
okay,
to come see me at my talk and give us this message. And not only did they do that, but he gave me a very, very beautiful, very old hand-cut crystal prayer beads. And so I have this whole ashram full of monks backing me and praying for me and protecting me, all because of this contact that they had. And they call them the beautiful beings. That's how he explained it.
So, if you don't mind, was the message something that you had to have, or was the message just...
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's one thing I can't say to anybody, but the other message was I need to meditate, because that's... You know, once you calm your mind, I guess it's easier access for them to communicate with you. And being an experiencer, and I don't know how this is for most experiencers, but with me, how do I explain it? It's like a sudden knowingness. Suddenly you have a thought in your head, and that's the only way to describe the communication, if that's what it is. I can't tell you. It's just suddenly I know, you know, that I'm going to have a conference coming up, or I'm going to get a phone call, or something important is going to happen. I just know. It's not that I'm probably as psychic as a rock, but, you know, whatever this is seems to be along that line.
Do you feel these extraterrestrials, let's start here. Do you feel there are many different kinds of extraterrestrials versus, you know, like we see humans, and even though the color of our skin might, we're all humans, we're all the same. So do you see the extraterrestrials as that? In other words, you know, they might have different this, that, and the other, but they're pretty much the same. Or do you see things like there's whole different, you know, extraterrestrials?
Yes and yes. I mean, obviously, depending on... There are multiple things here with multiple agendas, and how I got to that. I had a hard time explaining why some people had horrific experiences and some people had almost angelic experiences. It didn't make sense. And when talking to some of my military connections, they told me there are different things out there. End of story. And if you know, for those of the listeners out there that know about the Vatican coming out, I don't know, what was that, 2-3 years ago?
Yeah, about 2-3 years ago.
They even admitted there are multiple types of aliens. Some of them even look like us, some of them don't.
But we see the religious sect connect with the political sect. I mean, they're kind of one and the same, wouldn't you say?
They have to.
Okay, so, you know, obviously the Catholic Church has got to be in touch with the people, and somehow they kind of, I think the human race throws it out that
hey, this is still another political leader, even though it's the Pope, or even though it's a priest or what have you. They somehow feel safe when it's a religious entity, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, they do. And, you know, the reason the Vatican, I knew about this. I'm friends with a person named Paola Harris, who's a very famous Italian journalist, and she's, you know, she's known in the United States for being an advocate for extraterrestrial stuff. And she let us know ahead of time that the Vatican came to her and said, look, we got to get this out. Interestingly enough, this made world news, but in the United States, nobody really knew about it.
Right.
But you can go online and still see it.
Yeah.
Monsignor Belducci.
Imagine that. We're going to go to a break, and we'll come back with my guest, Stan Romanek, right after these messages.
Carl Sagan once wrote that the questioning mind needs to be instilled with both skepticism and wonder, for the universe is a pretty big place, filled with undelved mysteries, sciences, and life that we've barely begun to comprehend. Every month, Intrepid Magazine brings you both the wondrous and the skeptical. Intrepid Magazine focuses on science, metaphysics, UFOs, politics, conspiracies, and unexplained phenomena, all offered up by Intrepid's cadre of writers and contributors, comprised of a host of seasoned authors, pundits, and recognized names in their fields. The universe is indeed a big place, and where other magazines leave off, Intrepid Mag is just beginning. Subscribe to Intrepid Magazine today at www.intrepidmag.com. That's www.intrepidmag.com.
Hi folks, Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. I'm one of the many talk show hosts that drink this tea. Talk show hosts endorse products that work. It's our job. So I'm telling you, Life Change Tea works. What does it do? It gently works on your colon to clean and give you more energy. If you have colon problems, life doesn't go so well. One talk show host suggested that the company be called Colonese. Well, that just shows you the product works. Don't be fooled by other wannabe companies. Life Change Tea is number one. Just drink 2 8-ounce glasses a day and feel the difference in your health. You might even save a doctor bill. Ready to order? Log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Simple. Or call them at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. One more time, 928-308-0408. If your stomach rumbles at first, that's proof the tea is already working. Just lessen your dose and feel great. Order today at getthetea.com.
She make you cry, make you break down, shatter your illusions of love. And is it over now? Do you know how? Pick up the pieces and go home.
Welcome back to the show, and again, my guest is Stan Romanek. His website, www.stanromanek.com. Again, stanromanek.com. You can get some of his books, The Orion Repressions, Messages. His wife's book is on there, My Side of the Bed. Very interesting book. And if I remember right, you're coming out, you have a video, a documentary coming out, correct?
Yes, it's the world premiere is going to be held in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, November 2nd.
Wow. Is this exciting for you, or is it a bit depressing?
You know, the Hollywood guys, it takes so long for Hollywood to get this stuff out, but, you know, now everybody's been whining and complaining, including myself, so now it's going to be out there, and from what I understand...
How long did it take them to do it?
4 years in the making.
4 years. Wow. Now, how long is this video? Is it like 90 minutes?
I honestly don't know.
Wow. So
now, if you go to the website, you can go see the trailer for it, or go to J3 Films.
Yeah.
Remember J3 Films. Type that in your web browser, and it'll take you right to it.
I watched the trailer, and you know, I'll be honest with you, Stan. I've known you for quite a while, and it's kind of disturbing. You've gotten your butt kicked by this stuff.
I have, not by, mostly by, and I can't even say it's government. I can't tell you. I can't tell you if it's a secret government thing, if it's not government. You know, there are a lot of people that are afraid of this stuff. There are a lot of groups that don't want this information out for whatever reason. I've been shot at. I've been beaten up, told to keep quiet.
Yeah.
Our computers are hacked. We've been accused of stuff we don't do. I mean, in fact, just yesterday we caught somebody trying to hack into our computer off the hub, the cable hub in our neighbor's yard. They had a little computer and what looked like an antenna, and we chased them away, and then we got a phone call from the company saying, look, somebody's hacking into your computer. It's like, well, tell me something I didn't know.
Wow. Wow. Well, that's the negative with computers, and you almost have to have a computer and internet and everything else when you're doing stuff that you're doing and trying to get the word out. Let's talk about the government for a little bit. In your family, and I know I've asked this before, but just in, we've got a whole bunch of new listeners. In your family, have you anybody in your family that is military?
Oh, yeah. In fact, that's where this pretty much started, I think. I grew up in the Air Force. My father was had top secret clearance for the Air Force, and I still don't know what he did. And my father was also part of an incident in 1968 where a UFO came down and armed, not disarmed, but armed a missile at Minot, North Dakota. And they followed it, tracked it from Minot to Grand Forks and to a small town where I was being, where I grew up, not grew up, but where I was at the time.
Right.
And then I recently, just about a year ago, was going, my mother passed away in 91.
Okay.
And there was some leftover stuff that she had, and my sister was going through her stuff, and she found a document, and we found out my mother also had top secret clearance.
Usually, Stan, that's the case, at least as I've interviewed people, that most of the time, and not all the time, I don't want to say all the time, it's not a blanket statement, that the abductions are connected somehow to government entities. Do you find that? I mean, you probably know other people that have been abducted or taken.
So much. I mean, we get so many emails by people who've had experiences. Some of them, I think, are just, you know, people that want attention. But
sure.
Some of them I really, truly do believe.
Yeah.
And it's not just military, but there does seem to be more so military.
Yeah, that's what I found.
Type of.
And I don't, again, I don't want to throw a blanket statement and say that every abduction is military.
No, you can't do that.
No way.
It's not true.
But
that being said, a percentage of them, a larger percentage of them, seem to be connected somehow with the military. Not saying that they are military abductions, even though I've probably had two of those myself.
Well, let me ask you this. Let's go this direction. When you are taken, when you know, whether you want to call it your dream or what have you, but when you are missing time, do you find that the extraterrestrial communicates with you and says, don't tell anybody?
No, never.
Okay. Yet, and do you find that the extraterrestrial ever communicates with you in any way, shape, or form, if you say any word, will kill you?
No, never. And I got to tell you, my experiences seem to be different than, well, not really. Let me explain. My first abduction experience especially, I wasn't asleep when it happened. They took me right out of my apartment. I remembered everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, the if you watch primetime TV, they always say, oh, it's sleep paralysis. Wait a minute. 60% of abductions, if you do your own research, you'll find this out yourself. 60% of abductions happen while people are doing things like outside raking the grass. Biddy and Barney Hill were traveling upstate New York. Travis
yeah.
Walton was, you know, with a whole bunch of people coming back from a logging expedition.
Right.
You know, and so that can't explain that sleep paralysis stuff doesn't explain this.
Well, I think sleep paralysis, you took the wrong pharmaceutical. I mean, I've heard so many lies by the mass media to disguise, to deceive, to whatever, because they don't want the real information out. Well, who controls the media? And if you do your homework, you find that who controls the media is politics or even
money.
One above that, the golden Illuminati families. So something is connecting there, Stan, because they don't want
the truth out. And when the truth comes out, they try to make it so crazy that it's not even believable.
You know, this secret government, Illuminati, whatever you want to call them, there's a war even between them. You know, there are good guys and bad guys everywhere, as well as there are good and bad ETs. That's
yes.
just the way it is.
Yes.
You know, there's a saying in the Bible, as in heaven, so on earth.
Yes.
Absolutely the most profound thing in there, because it's absolutely true.
Yeah.
And so, you know, there really is a fight going on, and I can't say government, because I know a lot of people in the government. I mean, one of the lead researchers is Naval Intelligence.
Right. Right.
And so,
Naval.
What do you do?
Yeah, you have naval intelligence, you know, there are so many. And what's funny is you go to certain levels in the military and talk about UFOs, and they'll look at you like you're crazy. Like, what are you talking about? Military doesn't get into UFOs. And yet, you have all these secret clearances.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you bet.
And so when you have these secret clearances, and I find it funny, and then they put out certain colonels or generals or you know, whatever they've got, that go out, and all they deal with is the media telling them that it's all not happening.
But then you have, even within my own story, you know, I was trying to prove my father's connection with the thing that happened in Minot in 68 with the UFO coming down and arming the missiles there. There was a general that ran or was part of those missile bases at that time, and he was critically ill. He was on his deathbed, and he gave his son these documents, and he says, give these to Stan.
Interesting. Hold on. Let's talk about that on the other side. We'll be right back.
If you would like to make contact with the host, email Ronnie at ufoshow@msn.com. And make contact.
Welcome to The Other Side. You are listening to UFO Encounters Live, of course, UFOEncountersLive.com. And my guest is Stan Romanek. His website, www.stanromanek.com. Again, www.stanromanek.com. You can find some of his books, The Orion Regressions, Messages, Answers. And, of course, his wife wrote one, which I thought had a really interesting title, My Side of the Bed. Interesting title. So you might want to go there. Also, his movie is going to come out. And again, Stan, what is that, November?
November 2nd, the world premiere is coming out in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And, you know, I don't know what they're going to do, what, how, you know, the movie guys, J3 Films is going to do from there. But
so it'll come out there, and then probably after that it's going to be available on a DVD or something like that to where...
I think it's going to be in movie theaters.
Oh, movie theaters.
I think so. Wow. I don't know how that works.
Wow, that's going to be kind of wild to go to a movie theater and see yourself, don't you think?
It is. It's going to be wild going to the premiere of the thing. You have to dress up. It could be a red carpet kind of thing.
Wow.
We'll see. I don't know much about that stuff, but we'll see.
So in the last segment, we're talking about government and your father having top secret clearance. You're finding that your mother having top secret clearance. Does this give way to you understanding the fact that you have been taken and maybe... You know, and I don't want to say this as a fact, but it's a possibility that you are a government guinea pig.
Oh, I'm sure of that. And
I mean,
most of my experiences have been very benign, friendly, caring, scary as crap. They still take you against your will, but they go out of your way to make sure you understand that everything's okay. And you know, to me, it's like when you tag an animal, you want to save the species, right? That's kind of what it feels like to me. There were two experiences I had that were not like that at all. That they were so horrific that I'm still getting help for PTSD. Mm. And I was sick for weeks, and my brain just won't. I remember, I swear, in the back of my head somewhere, I remember a military insignia on a lapel of a shirt or something.
Yeah.
Well, not only that, but there were some strange coincidences between me and there's a book called Above Black.
Yes, yes. I interviewed Project, that man.
Project Preserve Destiny. Well, yes. I talked to him quite a bit and found out that we were both in about the same time, same location, same bases, same blah, blah, blah. I found out that my father was teaching at Lowry Air Force Base here in Colorado, and the only people that taught were intelligence agents. So
this has got to be making you... Do you feel like... And I, you know, I don't know what your relationship is with your mother and father, and again, please, I don't want to step on feelings and emotions, but do you feel like sometimes you were sold as a slave?
Oh, absolutely.
And I mean, by your true mother and father.
And I don't think it was their fault. I think they just didn't understand, or maybe they did. I talked to my dad about this Project Preserve Destiny, and his eyes got real big. He goes, oh, they have projects like that all the time, and diverted the subject. And I know my father.
Yeah.
I know my father. There's something he doesn't want to talk about, he's really good at diverting the subject.
Do you ever just get him right back on track and say, Dad, I'm sorry?
My wife can do that, and my dad has admitted to a few things. But then he realizes, you know, he's 87, he's old, he's getting a little slow, and he kind of screws up sometime, but don't let that kid you, he's smart as a whip. And another thing I remember, my dad supposedly was enlisted in the Air Force.
Okay.
But everywhere my dad went, they saluted him. You're not supposed to salute enlisted back then.
Right. Well, I think, again, this is just if it was me, and I try very hard to think, you know, kind of outside the box. If my father did that to me, I mean, I'd probably be on his butt, you know. I'd be like, hey, you know.
Oh, I have been. It doesn't help.
Diverting.
At this point in the game, you just accept what's happened.
Because he's not going to talk about it.
I might be part of this Project Preserve Destiny. I'm pretty sure of it, you
so,
know, and that's just...
So let me ask you this, Stan. So if your dad, your mom, and there's many others you probably know about that are halfway connected to you, if they have this huge, giant secret about your destiny and what's gone on with you and what's happened, how can that possibly be a good thing if it's surrounded by such secrecy?
It's not a good thing, but I also understand that they were probably lied to too.
Yeah, but well, okay. Let's you have children, correct?
I do. I have stepkids.
Okay, so let's just your children. Would you sell them down river? I mean, what kind of lie?
Of course not. And I don't think my parents did with me either.
But what kind of lie could they? What kind of lie could they be sold?
In a million years, I'd do anything to hurt any of these kids.
Right, but what I'm saying, Stan, is what lie could be told to you for them to gain access to your kids? And obviously, you've been taken.
The government or whoever are very, very good at what they do. They can manipulate you in ways you can't even understand.
Do you think it has to do with mind control?
They absolutely have mind control.
No, I know they do, but I'm just saying, do you think that maybe it's possible your parents were under some kind of spell
to give you guys away? That's the reason, you know, my father's a patriot. I'm actually a patriot too when it comes to our rights and the Constitution.
Sure.
I'm absolutely a patriot.
Mm-hmm.
I would do anything to make sure that stays the way it's supposed to.
Right.
I mean, to have our rights taken away is not okay. Not even remotely okay.
I have children, and I would have the hardest time, Stan, and I this is why I ask you these very deep questions. I would have the hardest time to let somebody have access to my kids.
I don't know if my parents thought of it that way. I don't know if my parents really even knew.
Mm.
I mean, if you know about these projects, especially, you know, the black projects, they want you to kind of know about to keep your eyes off the gray projects.
Mm-hmm.
And these gray projects, they can do all kinds of things. I mean, you know, my mom had a lot of problems with miscarriages, which is typical of these weird projects.
Sure.
And, you know, she was in surgery quite a bit, and maybe one of those times, you know, even with me, they wanted to make sure that I was okay, so she had to go through some surgical procedure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they probably changed me, you know, with anybody that knows anything about Project Preserve Destiny, get the book. I'm telling you, this book explains a lot of what I've gone through and what, you know, Dan's gone through, and you know, they could have done stuff without her knowing it. Luckily, I went a different direction. Most of these people in these projects were indoctrinated into the military. In fact, they tried to force me into the military, and I just refused.
Do you think they didn't know who they had? I mean, obviously, when you're messing with a soul, you know, and I think the bad guys, you know, or the controllers, whoever we want to call, they kind of think they have control over all these souls, all these people.
Oh, yeah, that's the problem.
But they don't
control everything.
But they don't really, because they, you know, like, you know, here they're kind of, you know, getting you ready for what they want you to do, but yet you go, no, I'm not doing this. I'm not going in the military. So they can't control everything. They can't control the destiny of that soul.
They control a lot, though. Here's the problem with the human race. The human race has been controlled so long, they're lost. And, you know, for me now, it's more a spiritual thing. From my experiences, I have learned the human race has no idea who they are. And
yes.
The interesting thing, how I found out about this, really, well, besides my experiences, I was watching TV about a year ago, and CNN, about 11 o'clock at night, had a little piece on the Human Genome Project, and the head of the Human Genome Project came out and said, oh, and by the way, 30 to 40% of human DNA, we are absolutely positive, comes from off-world. My mouth hit the floor.
Yeah, because they won't say that we have UFOs, but they'll tell you that our DNA comes from off-world.
Yeah, and you can go online and find this information for yourself.
Yeah.
So then I started kind of researching the subject, and I found out that humans have these amazing abilities. What I mean by that is that they have a God-given gift, natural gift, to change quantum reality naturally. What that means is if you truly believe something, you will manifest it.
Well, I think that's said in the Biology of Belief. You know, Bruce Lipton talks about that and how powerful the mind is. But
oh, yeah.
Don't you think the government kind of tries to dumb us down in a way to say, you don't have control of your mind,
well,
we do.
Well, they do that purposely because they don't want to lose control.
Yes.
You know, there's so much evidence that this is real. The Maharishi effect, you can look that up. The 100 monkey thing, you can look that up. There's all this evidence. And at the end of my talks, I have a real-time experiment to prove my point. And I got to tell you, sometimes it makes me cry like a baby because it really works.
Yeah.
And yes, how the government and how this, whoever's in charge does it, it's they scare you. Oh, there is, they'll make up this 9/11 stuff.
Yeah.
Or they'll do all these things to try to scare people. Oh, you have to let us keep control of everything because if you don't, you may die. And it's all fear-based. And
knowing that
we have these amazing abilities, it's a vicious cycle. When we're afraid, we stay afraid.
Well, when we're afraid, we're paralyzed.
Well, we create that reality. It's like, the world's going to end, the world's going to end. Well, if everybody believed the world was going to end, guess what? We would manifest that.
Do you think religion, Stan, plays into this with the fact that the religious sect, not even, and I'm not even, you know, focusing on the Catholic Church, but just religion as a whole, really try to shun away from abduction, ETs, life on other planets and worlds?
They do because they don't want to lose control, because it's a whole different ball game. You know, the fact that we're not alone is the most important thing in the history of mankind. And the message I keep getting from these things is, look, it's time for you guys to grow up and understand you're not the only ones.
Well, what a small God we would have if it was just the human race.
Oh, God, let me tell you.
You know what I'm saying? And you know, let's face it, and it's very interesting because when the ETs come, and I believe there are watchers that are good watchers, and I don't think they, and maybe they are taking, the good watchers are taking people and crossing them over into another, you know, some kind of other, whatever destiny to talk to them, whatever, but I don't ever hear from the abductees a threat. You know, don't tell anybody, don't do this, we're going to kill you if you make, you know. And yet, when you see a government background, it's all fear-based.
Yeah, and that's the problem. You know, that's why I'm here. I mean, I know with every inch of my being, that's why I've been put on this planet, to help get people ready for the switchover, whatever that is, or maybe, and, you know, my job is not real complicated, but it's daunting. You know, to try to get people to understand, hey, look, we're not the only ones, it's time to grow up now, is tough, because people have been conditioned by the media. Everything's fear-based. I remember this, Close Encounters, what was that other one? There was this really scary movie that was out, and it was based on an event that supposedly happened in Alaska.
Oh, yes, yes,
Fourth
yes.
Kind, I think, or something like that.
Yes, yeah. And it wasn't, a lot of it wasn't even true.
No, most of it wasn't true. And they said that the hypnotherapist that was in this movie was a real hypnotherapist. Come to find out, she was an English actress.
Right. Right. I watched that movie. Boy, one of the scariest movies I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's like, oh, come on. So that's what they do. They want to try to scare everybody because they don't want them to make contact with these things because, number one, you know, let's face it, freaking oil industry is just ridiculous. They don't want any free energy out there because they'll stop making money. They don't want, there's all these reasons why they don't want this to happen. The sad thing is they've already lost and just don't know it.
Well, this is the lack of control, and you know, I've been told by many that the bad guys have already lost their control. This is just the last hour, and they're trying to
do. You know, it's like the World War when Japan didn't know that they lost, and there are bits and pieces of, you know, on these different islands that they kept fighting because they didn't know the war was over.
Exactly, exactly. We'll take a break, and we'll be right back with Stan Romanek.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here, wanting to speak to you from my heart. For those of you that listen to my show, you know I'm candid with my words. I have never been so encouraged to endorse a product as I am now. The Natural Action Water Device from Structured Water Technologies. This little device structures your water and neutralizes chemicals so your water is pure natural. No filters, no gimmicks, and no electricity. Just simple biophoton energy. There's a lifetime warranty and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Thinking about water should be serious. Thinking about drinking water is deadly serious. There's too much information to put in this 60-second commercial, so log on to structuredwatertechnologies.com. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com. You can also click on the link at my website, RonnieMcMullenShow.com. Do the research and find out why this little water unit is changing the world. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com.
Welcome to the last segment of UFO Encounters Live, and of course my guest is Stan Romanek. His website, www.stanromanek.com. Again, stanromanek.com. Lots of stuff on his website, and also got a new movie coming out November 2nd, correct?
Yes.
November 2nd, and we really don't know what's going to happen with that. If that's, you're saying that you think it's going to be in movie theaters, and then...
I have no idea. They haven't told me, you know, anything with Hollywood is, you know, they don't tell you much. You have to be careful when you sign contracts, and they don't tell you much until the very end, and then, you know, I don't know. And people go, Stan, you're doing the movie. Why don't you tell us? It's like, I'm not doing the movie. Somebody else is doing the movie about me. If you want any information, go to j3films.com.
Right. Now, have you seen the movie?
Have I seen the movie?
Yeah, the finished product.
Not yet. They won't let me tell the very end for, you know, they want to make sure it's all contractual stuff. It's all legal stuff.
Yeah, but boy, I'd be a little nervous if I...
I've seen bits and pieces, trailers and stuff like that, and I think they've done a really good job so far what I've seen. The full movie pieced together. I'll get to see it before it comes out.
Will you?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And what about if you watched it and it wasn't what you wanted? Can you, by contract, say, nope, zip, forget it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, these guys wouldn't do that. These guys aren't your typical Hollywood types. They want to, you know, they want to get the message out just like I do.
Okay. So it's a cool thing.
I went with these guys because, you know, these guys are up front. They are good people. You know, everything's driven on money when it comes to this kind of stuff, and you know, maybe they'll make money, maybe they won't, I don't know, but
right.
I know that it's more so about the message with these guys, and that's what was important.
Did they go into the background of your mom and dad at all?
That will probably, I think they did a little bit, but you don't understand, people really don't understand, I have totes of physical and trace evidence. I have so much video evidence and so much evidence that there is no way you can put it into even a two-hour movie. It has to be a series.
Okay. So are you saying this is maybe the first of many to come?
I think so. I think that's what they're looking to focus on. I'm not sure. What they want to hit is the emotional part of it.
Okay.
You know, there's going to be the evidence. You know, the first part of it, you know, is probably going to be the evidence, and I haven't seen the movie, so I'm just speculating. They're going to just blow people's mind with all the stuff that, you know, and there's going to be witnesses and blah, 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 typical stuff, but they really want to get into the emotional part of it, the emotional side of it.
Now, when you say the emotional, like the scary stuff, the emotional,
well,
like...
No, it's going to be everything, the scary, the non-scary, the everything. You're going to go on the ride with me, because look, when I was going through this, it was terrifying.
Right.
And it wasn't anything I could control.
Right.
And at the end of the day, you know, I learned that there really is a reason for everything that goes on in this universe. And I truly believe I agreed to this. Somewhere in my memory, and it wasn't planted there, it was just a memory from way, way back, and that's the only way I can explain it.
Let's talk about the spiritual part of it. You said you were a Bible thumper church guy. At that time, not now, but at the time, were you mad at God that you were being taken and these things were doing things to you?
I was terrified, not so much mad at God, but I was mad. I went to my pastor of my church. And, you know, even as a devout Bible-thumping Christian, I still had a little bit of a problem with some of the stuff that was in the Bible seemed to contradict itself.
Yeah.
And I went to my pastor and I said, look, I'm having these experiences, and I told him what was going on, and he kicked me out of the church.
Did he think it was...
Full of the devil, I don't want you infecting my parishioners. Leave.
So in other words, the loving God that he was serving must have somehow told him to kick your butt out and kick you to the curb.
Well, he told me this, and I was upset. I was, and I thought, well, how can there be a God if there are people that can... This guy's supposed to be, you know, he's supposed to help. He's supposed to be a guide. He's supposed to. And I realized this guy was the biggest hypocrite there was. And I got upset, and I got mad at God, and I wanted to find answers. I started doing research. I ended up, believe it or not, at a Catholic seminary that was close to me, talking to a professor there, and he said, well, Christianity really isn't what you think it is. And then he gave me some books about the Council of Nicaea. And, you know, push come to shove, I did a lot of research and found out the manipulation through time over what Christ was really trying to teach. And believe it or not, I ended up believing in God more now than I did, just not the same way that some people do.
Well, I think this is where it gets crazy. The Creator has created. I mean, he's a creator, so there's creation. So and the small minds of man is the only thing that he's ever created is humans. That's right.
We're created in God's image, but what does that mean?
Is there is this small horse view, you know, with blinders, that the only thing God created was humans, and he also created animals. But he didn't create anything else outside of our universe, which is such a small-minded thing. And I think what happens is when that starts getting blown up, control gets blown up, and then there's problems.
You know, I thought about that too, but it's people that say that. If you really know the Bible, Ezekiel's wheel, there's all kinds of things in there that talks about UFO experiences.
Oh, yes.
Experiences.
I agree with you. I agree with you 100%.
But you're right, but especially, you know, when it comes to commercialized religion, they don't want to lose their money. They want to keep people controlled. People need to know the truth. They need to know what's really going on. It's not fair that they don't.
Well, I used to take, myself, I would used to take to pastors and say, can you explain, you know, Genesis 6 to me? And they'd say, oh, yeah, blah, blah, blah. And then I'd say, yeah, and there were giants in those days and also after that. Explain that. And then they'd tell me to get out of the office.
Yeah, which is typical. That's what happened to me.
You know, and I'd say, well, why are you kicking me out of the office? I don't have time for this. Oh, okay. So in other words, you don't have time to talk about something that you don't understand. You know, and it's very interesting because it's the horse view, I call it, which is the blinders, and you can only see one direction. And so yet the Book of Enoch will talk about good watchers and bad watchers.
Yeah.
So what is that? What is that? And nobody went, well, that's the Book of Enoch, and that's really not, you know, the canon of Scripture. And, you know, it's like, well, it's not the canon of Scripture because there were some leaders that said, hey, we got to toss this stuff on its can. So what we have is we have a very controlled environment. I would say much like mice in the little, you know, in the little maze.
Yeah, it's time for people to wake up.
It is time for people to wake up because there's a whole new ball game, and if you want out of the box, there's definitely a way out.
And it's not scary, you know. Unfortunately, even within my own family, my brother is a good example. you know, I'll believe it when they land on the White House lawn. Well, guess what? They tried. We shot at them. Mm-hmm. Then he said, well, I'll believe it when you show. AI could bring an ET up to me, tell me it was a kid in a costume. You know, there are people that just, I was that person. I was a skeptic, terrified. And the only reason I was, even 3 years into it, I kept trying to convince myself it was probably some government experiment.
Yeah.
Because I was so afraid of having my bubble burst, my reality bubble. But guess what? I have a theory. There are two different types of reality. There are the one that we were taught, which is pretty much all lies, and then there's a true reality. And once you step outside the box, oh my God, it's beautiful.
It is. And it's freeing. It is freeing. Well, you're not under the laws of man, and that's the kicker, is we have to come against the laws of man.
Why can't we have friends that are off-world visitors? I look forward, I'd love to have a really good friend that doesn't come from here. And I tell you, I've seen them at the talks that I do. I've seen people that just don't look right, don't act right. When you're in the middle of Las Vegas doing a talk and it's 120 degrees outside and a very pale woman walks in wearing a down jacket, you know, a stocking cap and gloves, and she's wearing glasses and she's almost white as a sheet. You know, there's something not right about her.
Yeah, and she's not sweating, right? I know. But, you know, think about this, Stan, and we'll end it here. If we're talking about watchers, maybe the fact they are watching us right now.
I hope so. I hope to make, you know, these things are around wherever we go. I hope to make contact on my terms. I hope, too, that we can befriend these things. I'm talking about the good ones. The bad ones, just go away.
Bad ones.
No use to you, go away. Go
well, the
away
bad
now.
Ones are already busy. They're busy with the government.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, the bad people in the government, just go away. We don't need you. You're just screwing things up.
Well, yeah. But that's because they're on a different frequency, Stan. They're on a lower frequency, and we kind of have to meditate and hope to God that they grow up and want to go on the right side.
Well, those are the ones, you know, the message I have is for them the most. I can't discriminate because they're just lost.
They are lost. They are lost.
We need to help them the most.
We need to help them and extend our hand to get them over the other side.
Absolutely.
Stan, it's wonderful having you on again, and absolutely going to have you back on the show. And again, Stan's website is www.stanromanak.com. Again, stanromanak.com. Stan, thanks you so much for being on the show.
Oh, absolutely. I enjoy it.
I want to thank my guest, Stan, for coming on the show. Again, one more time, his website, www.stanromanak.com, stanromanak.com. Don't forget to go check out his documentary that's coming to the screen here very shortly. You're going to want to check that out and see. It'll be very phenomenal. Even his trailer is kind of like, whoa. Also, his books. You might want to see The Orion Regressions or Get Messages. And, of course, My Side of the Bed by his wife, Lisa Romanek. Next week, special guest, Joe Ortiz. Now, Joe has been experiencing abduction and been taken since he was 5 years old. This is something to me when you are abducted at such a young age, very traumatizing. Joe's going to share about what has happened to him over the years and what is happening to him, so you're not going to want to miss it. So until next week, be aware of your surroundings. And good night.
You've been listening to Ronnie, your watchman of the night skies, on UFO Encounters Live. If you'd like to visit us during the week, log on to www.ufoencounterslive.com and make contact.